when we will look at these next few chapters, we'll find that Stephen was representing the first work of Christ, and so he was killed. But Philip manifests the second work of Christ, and we find that he was caught away to another town. And that's the word harpazo, which is the catching away in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it says, "We which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air." Commonly called the rapture, if you want to use the term. I prefer biblical terms. The literal meaning of that word rapture simply means caught away. There really isn't anything wrong with that term. It's a matter of our defining it, which could be off or could be accurate, depending on how we define it. So Stephen and Philip are representing here two witnesses, but also two works of Christ. Christ is coming, in a sense, twice in order to provide a double witness to establish all things, to establish truth. Stephen and Philip kind of represent the body of Christ in both aspects. Back after Pentecost, in what follows the first work of Christ, that is the death on the cross, we find that the disciples, the apostles, and many in the early church were martyred. They were killed because they were a part of the body of Christ in Christ's first manifestation, where he was killed, where he was crucified. And it pleased the Lord to do this. You know, this was a part of the plan. But we're at the second time here, at the end of the age, coming up on the manifestation of the second coming, or the second work of Christ. And this is not a death work. This is a living work. This is a live work. This is a preaching work. If you study these two in a contrasting way, you'll find that in the first work of Christ, he was rejected. In the second work of Christ, he is accepted. Okay? And that's the difference. In rejecting Christ the first time, they crucified the Messiah and killed the apostles that were of his body. But in our day, we're about to see a revival such as the world has never seen. And that is why it is a living work. They won't be able to kill us. We saw this as well in our previous study in Acts chapter 5, where the disciples, who are already providing a prophetic picture of the second work of Christ, were beaten, but they let him go. So there they did. They were running, walking down the street with their backs all bruised and bleeding, but they let him go, just like the second dove was dipped in the blood of the first and let go in the open field. It looked like that second dove with the backs all bloody, but you can't kill them.